Hello, my name is Buck Woody with the Microsoft Artificial Intelligence and Research Team. In this video, we're going to take a quick look at one of the tools that you need to know as a data scientist to do advanced analytic projects. The very first tool you should learn is the portal for the Microsoft Azure platform. To get there, all you have to do is type portal.azure.com in a web browser. When you do that, you'll get this first panel here. On the left is a series of menus, and on the right is a panel which will show you the actions that show up from that menu. We've got the dashboard showing right now, and yours probably doesn't look like mine. That's okay. I'll show you how to change yours to fit your environment. On the left, we have this menu, and you can see there's a small series of lines here. This is called a hamburger menu, I guess because of the way it's shaped. By clicking that, you can collapse the words, and you'll get just the icons, buying you a little more screen real estate. So that's the first element you need to think about. At the top is actually a breadcrumb trail. So as we navigate down through things, you'll be able to go back to where you were, including this main page, simply by clicking these items. On the right is report a bug, which does exactly what it says. Here on the right of that is the search resources, and we'll talk about tagging and searching things. This will find everything that you've made in your subscriptions and also allow you to find tags that you've created within those. And I'll show you how to tag something in a moment. To the right of that is a bell-shaped icon, and this is your notifications. If anything's changed in your subscription, if you have a service that's offline, or if you've started something, that'll show up here with a number. To read it, you simply click it. When you're done reading that, you can click the X box, or you can just click the bell icon again. To the right of that is one of my favorite features, which is the command line interface. Now, I use graphical tools for discovery and exploration. When I don't know where something is, or when I'm learning something, the graphical tools are very useful. But over time, you'd like to automate and standardize your tools and your commands. So you can simply click the Cloud Shell button. And right now we have the Bash shell available, and you can also have the PowerShell available, which is coming soon, it says. And you'll see here it automatically drops me in the command line interface, or CLI, same thing that you would get if you installed the CLI tools locally. But I'm automatically connected to the Azure environment, and I can begin to enter my subscription and do all kinds of things from the command line. You'll find this is the way you'll work most of the time, and the nice thing is it's available in the browser, so there's nothing to install, and you can be on any kind of platform to work with it. I'm just going to put that away for now. To the right of that icon is the settings panel. Here what you have available is the ability to change the colors that you're working with. I don't know, you might like a black theme or a white theme or a blue one. And also you can change the contrast if the screen's a little difficult for you to see. You can change that to various forms of contrast. You also have a few other settings that you can do here. I'll click cancel for the moment. You should probably take a moment every once in a while and let the team know if you like the product or not. And I'm going to go ahead and click that I like it, and I'm going to say, great job. You can also join the research panel if you'd like to change things in Azure and so on. And I'll go ahead and submit that feedback. And now somebody's day is a little brighter because I told them that they did a great job. You've got the help available to you to the right of that. And then, of course, to the right of that is your current login account. Now, you can get to your billing and things here if you wish. You can also change which subscription you're working with. But there's a little easier way to do that. Just here on the left, you can see there's a subscriptions button, also a billing button down here at the bottom. I commonly set up a testing environment. Sometimes I take a training group or a development group or a testing group and a production group. And once I've made those, I go down into billing and I can extrapolate from those runs, those test runs, and tell my customer, hey, here's how much this is probably going to cost per day. This is a common ask. So this is a place where you can do that. You can see your bill. You can drill down. You do have to be the administrator on the account. I won't click that because I'm not the administrator for all of Microsoft, thankfully. There's also an advisor panel, which is really well done, and this is the expert advisor that'll help you through lots of parts of Azure. So there's the basic menu items, and you can see how you can do that. If you'd like to create a new SQL database, you can click here and see your current databases and create a new one and so on. Or you can click the new button, and this is what I often do. But even beyond that, rather than pulling these particular panels out, if I wanted, let's say, a data factory in my advanced analytics project, I can simply type the word data and then fact, and then you can see it's already found it. So I can simply click this and it will begin to create the data factory for me and walk through a wizard that will do that. Back to the dashboard now. We've got this dashboard here in the middle. You can see this is the default dashboard, and I can create more. You may make one for a development environment, one for a testing environment, and perhaps one for your production. You can also edit that dashboard. There's a couple ways to do this. First, you can simply hover over the item that's in the dashboard, and there'll be menu items you're able to get to, or you can close that particular panel. If you'd like to edit a lot of things at once, or perhaps add new items, you can click the Edit Dashboard. And I'm going to do this because one of the problems that I have with my virtual machines, and you can see I've pulled mine here and shown them on the desktop, and I'll show you how to do that in a moment. But as I see these, I can tell if they're stopped or if they're running. Whenever they're running, they're being charged, right? Even if they're shut down within the virtual machine, I need to stop them in the portal or through the command line interface to stop the billing. So this is a handy feature to let me know that's not currently running. But sometimes I'll begin to work with my virtual machine and I'll see something in a log entry that has a time that gives me alarm. I tried something and I go back to the log and look and it says this happened 5 hours ago or 5 hours from now, and I get confused. The issue is that these machines are actually running in Azure, which is set to UTC time. So if I'd like to actually show a UTC clock, I have the availability to do that right here in the dashboard. I'm going to click Edit Dashboard. And you'll notice now I get my tile gallery, and I can look for lots of different things, but one of those things that I like a lot is this clock, so I'm simply going to click it on the left mouse button, drag it out, and let go of it. And it asks me, hey, what time would you like? And I'm going to scroll down until I find just regular old everyday UTC. Where is it at there? There we are, UTC. So I'll click this button here, and I can either say 12 or 24 hour. Maybe I want to do 24 hour, and I'll just say done. And now I have a clock that shows me the time. And I'm all done customizing, so I'll click that button. Notice, by the way, you can drag out lots and lots and lots of items here. You can drag out the resource groups. Resource groups are a great thing to learn about. If you don't know those as a data scientist, you should probably learn a little bit about them. They're simply a container that allows you to put every one of your assets into one place. So I can put my storage, I can put my databases, my web code, all in one resource group, and then I can manage it, delete it, start it, and so on by resource group. So I do that a great deal. You can see I've got one here. Now I could drag out my resource groups and it would show me all of them, but I'm going to show you another way to pin things to the dashboard. So I'm done customizing. And now let's take a look at two features that you need to know. One is pinning those items. And the other is tagging those items. So each thing can have a tag. So let's go find one of our items. I'll go into my resource groups here. And I could also have just clicked inside the search resources. But I'll go find one. Let's go find, here's a CAW workshop demo. So we'll simply click that. And as I see this particular resource group, one of the things I can do is go into the resource group and I can put away these blades just like this. Or I can come in here and I can begin to pin this to the dashboard. And there it is right there. I could pin that to the dashboard. And I've actually done that inside my resource group here. Here's the Bee Woody resource group for training. And you'll see here I've got an assign tags. So I can click this and assign tags button. And it will begin to tag, and I'm in CA workshop demo at the moment, and I can give it. This has no tags on it just yet, but it's simply a key value pair. And you could type anything in here you want. For instance, I've got a tag called use. These are the things I use things for. And the particular use for this particular group is for training. So I can add that and it would let me add yet another. And I can assign that and we're all done there. And now when I search my resources, I can simply type the word training and all of those would show up. Once again, I can pin that to the desktop simply by clicking the context menu and clicking pin to the dashboard. Now, once again, let's take a look at our navigation. You can see now our breadcrumb is working there. So I'm in resource groups, but I can simply click Microsoft Azure. And here we are back. So now I've customized my dashboard to see exactly what I'm working with in this particular project. And you can use the exact same methodology to create resource groups and resources that you'd like to show on your screen. Well, there's a few more tools we need to look at, but this is certainly the place you should start. Thanks for watching this video. Look for other videos in the series Tools for Data Science.